Now, my way of thinking, the Bible just does not say that everybody has to speak in tongues. It says it was a gift. But there's some very good people in the Pentecost church, and one of them's my son. My son, my oldest son, is a Pentecost preacher. No, he lives over here on Fern Street. See, I have just one of my children live here in West Monroe, uh-huh. And that's my son that lives over on Fern Street and his family. And now last night we went to Pentecost church. My children from Bossier was in here, came in, and they didn't leave till kind of late. So our church, we start the service about 7 o'clock, and they don't start till anywhere between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. So after they got off, we decided we wouldn't go last night. I was very tired anyway. Then my son called me, and he was going to sing over at this Pentecost church. Mm-hmm. He can play most any musical instrument. I don't know if he can play a harp or not, a French harp, mm-hmm. but he can play the guitar and the mandolin and steel guitar, and he played the steel guitar over there for him last night. He plays the piano. So he was going to play music over there, and the little boy was going to sing, so we went over there last night. But I enjoy going anywhere where the Word of God's preached. I can get a blessing. If you go to church, you can get a blessing if you look for it. If you go there to be critical, you won't. You're going to just get what you're looking for.
What made you get interested in the Church of God? That your husband was in it?
No, my husband wasn't, but my mother-in-law was. And really, we moved out here, hon. When we moved out here, I had three little girls, three babies. Mm-hmm. And they was just starting this work up, mm-hmm. when we moved out here. And I started going down there. And really, I joined the Baptist church when I was very young. Mm-hmm. My mother was Baptist. But for the last few years, I hadn't gone to church anywhere. You know how that is. You'll start out and you just... So I started going down here and started helping with the work down here, and I just joined that church. I said, I'm not sure.
I really
like
the church. It's been with it for over 40 years.
Well, I've seen the church grow from nothing to what it is now.
How much education did your husband have?
Well, he had about an eighth grade education. Uh-huh.
Has he been active in clubs or church or different groups?
No. He's not a person of that nature now. He used to, he belonged to the union, and we're keeping up with the church and the union was about all of the activities he had.
He has relatives in Bossier, does he?
Oh yes, he has relatives in Boise, Louisiana. Plenty of them.
Where was his parents born? Do you think they were born in
Boise,
Natchitoches?
Now, wait, let me see. You know, honey, now I wish I knew you was going to ask that. I would ask him. I think they were born down there. I think their parents were born. They was born here in in the same general area.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. Could you kind of describe it for me? Or?
Well, honey, I lived in several different houses. But the house that my father owned, it was just a little, as well as I can remember, it's about 4 or 5 rooms, little frame house. Mm-hmm. Of course, we had we just had outdoor facilities, what we call bathroom facilities now. We just went outdoors, mm-hmm. had an outhouse. But my grandmother, when my grandmother died and my mother died, Papa sold that house, and then we just rented from